From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Some of Austria's most treasured paintings have a new home in Los Angeles. The five works, painted by Gustav Klimt in the early 1900s, were the subject of a long-running legal battle between a Jewish family, now in America, and the Austrian government. NPR's Luke Burbank reports.
Forget what the song says. Sometimes it does rain in Southern California. Buckets, in fact. That was the case yesterday, which meant it wasn't exactly a great day for an outdoor press conference. And yet, officials from the L.A. County Museum of Art couldn't hide their smiles, even as they huddled under a tent in the museum's courtyard.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Michael Govan. I'm the new director of the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. I'm happy to be here, and I have to say that being from New York, I was expecting a little sunshine. But the light coming from the paintings more than makes up for the lack of sunshine today.
The paintings were five works by the Austrian secessionist Gustav Klimt. And it wasn't just their value, estimated at about $300 million, or their fame, one's been called the Mona Lisa of Austria, that had everyone so excited. It was the simple fact that they'd made their way to Los Angeles. For years, an Austrian Jewish woman named Maria Altman, whose family had lost the paintings after World War II, had been fighting to get them back. And here they were.
I'm totally happy that they have left Austria and that they happened to come to Los Angeles, which has been my hometown for so long, and that they are now here is just too good for words.
The paintings were once the property of Altman's aunt and uncle, who were part of Vienna's Jewish elite before World War II. After the war, the works ended up in the collection of the Austrian National Museum, which claimed the paintings had been willed to it. The Altmans sued, and after years of wrangling, prevailed this year when an Austrian arbitration panel ruled in their favor. That's when Stephanie Barron picked up the phone.
What I said was, you know, the museum would be really honored to help you with the negotiations.
Barron is the museum's senior curator of modern art. She offered to send her people over to Austria to accompany the paintings on their journey and to ensure the shipment if they could show the paintings. Barron wouldn't say how much all that cost the museum, but she would confirm.
It's not like shipping 12 things from Crate and Barrel.
The precious cargo got to Los Angeles just fine and made its public debut yesterday. It's unlikely any of this would have even happened, though, if not for a call Altman made 7 years ago to a friend's grandson, Los Angeles attorney Randall Schoenberg. She wanted to know if he could get her family's art back.
It was like as if your grandmother came to you and asked you to help out with something. I had to persuade my bosses to let me do it. And fortunately they did, and so that's how it started out.
From those humble beginnings, Altman and Schoenberg formed an unlikely friendship. They were separated by a half century in age, but united in their desire to right at least one of the wrongs perpetrated during the Nazi occupation. For Schoenberg, it was the case of a lifetime.
This morning I was thinking, you know, it's sort of been such a huge part of my life working on this case, and, you know, sort of how I defined myself during my 30s. I've always been Randy, the person who's fighting Austria for the Klimt paintings. Now it's over. What's going to be in the future for me, I don't know.
For one thing, he'll have Maria Altman's eternal gratitude, something he says means more to him than the paintings or the prestige. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Los Angeles.
Thank you for that, Luke. And you know, dear listeners, the beauty of the internet and radio is you can actually see those paintings. Just go to our website, npr.org. And Day to Day will return in just a moment.